Scott Benson graduated from all the right schools, made all the right connections, and scored the perfect job. Above and beyond these, the most notable bullet points of his resume, he was socially skilled, fit, and attractive. All things most men wish they could be. Only right now, few men would wish they were Scott Benson, because he was convulsing on the ground, rhythmically slamming his head into the bottom hinge of his locked office door. "Scott?" his secretary called out. "Is that you?" She looked down at the bottom seam of the doorframe. Dark liquid was seeping into the carpet. She leaned down and tapped the liquid with her finger. It was blood. She immediately turned around, faced the crowd of co-workers milling about behind her. "Somebody help me, I think Scott's in trouble." Douglas, a friend and co-worker of Claire's, walked up. "What's going on?" Doug looked down. There's blood on the edge of Scott's door, and something's banging on the inside. Claire started knocking. "Scott, are you okay in there? Answer me, Scott." "Just open the door," Douglas exclaimed from behind Claire. Claire sighed. "It's locked, and I don't have a key." Douglas turned around and faced the co-workers behind him. "Someone get Alfonso. He has a master key to the offices." No one moved. Douglas pointed at a worker. "Get Alfonso!" The rhythmic thumping stopped. Douglas and Claire went silent. "Scott?" Claire called out. "Honey, we're getting a key. Hold on. We'll be right in." A moment later, an elderly man in light brown chinos and an untucked collared shirt walked up with a ring of keys in his hand. "Step aside, please," he said in a light Spanish accent. "I have a key." When Claire and Douglas walked into the office, they found Scott Benson on the floor, unconscious and bleeding profusely from his head. Clutched in his hand was a printout of an email. The subject read, "Job well done."